Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, all right, so today for today's podcast, we're gonna work on social studies.
Hey!
We're doing social studies. What is happening in my little niece's social studies class? Well, let's see. I've got her homework. She did homework today. Daily geography, grade 6. We're there on week 8.
All right.
Name the Gulf located east of Texas, west of Florida, and north of southern Mexico.
I feel like it's like really easy, isn't it? Like the Texas Gulf.
I'm going to
Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. I was like, wait a minute. I know this one.
What? Oh, shoot. This only works if I can read or writing.
Okay.
Gina, I'm jealous of your wine.
Oh, I'll tell you about it after we do our test.
Okay. Oh, Sarah's?
Yeah. Nice. It's really good.
I don't really know. Okay, I'll just read it. What is the capital of the island nation off the coast of East Asia through which the Tropic of Cancer passes?
Well, Tropic of Cancer is like Africa. What was the question?
Yeah, I know exactly. And as I
the
read
capital the capital of the island?
Yeah, the capital of the island nation off the coast of East of Asia. Now, I'm just going to spell it to you because I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Okay, go.
Again, it's T. This is also if my niece wrote it right.
Okay.
She's 12. T-A-I-P-E-I.
Taipei.
Taipei.
There you have it. Next one. What is the name of the country whose neighbors are Brazil, Bolivia, and Argentina?
Honduras.
That's not what she wrote. That could be right.
No, it's probably not right. I'm just guessing. Okay. You said Brazil.
Brazil, Bolivia, and Argentina.
Argentina. Shit.
Uruguay?
Paraguay.
Oh, it's a guay.
You got the guay.
You got one of the guays.
I got the guay.
Hey, one of the guays.
Hey, I got the guay.
Yeah. It's like, yet again, we're, you know, it's another speech impediment. I got the guay.
The guay.
I got the guay hair.
You were saying guay, and I was saying guay like I've, you know, way. Oh, yeah. It's right. It's right that guay.
Right that guay. Go a guay.
Does the northern or southern hemisphere have more land?
Oh, the northern.
That's what Jersey wrote. So that must be right.
I think it's right.
What ocean borders Australia's western coastline?
Borders the coastline? New Zealand?
Uh-huh. Of Australia's western coastline.
Western coastline. Indonesia?
The Indian Ocean.
Oh, well, okay. I was thinking like landmass.
Okay. It says what ocean borders it?
Oh, I missed that part.
Oh, what are the capitals of the two states that border both the Mississippi and Ohio rivers?
What are the capitals of the state?
Of the two states that border those.
Is it Louisiana and Mississippi? Is it Jackson and
Springfield and Frankfort?
Oh, Missouri.
Yeah.
Wait, Frankfurt's what?
Not my jam at all.
Yeah, clearly not mine either.
I'm not. I was never good at it.
There's probably like our listeners are in their cars just like yelling at us.
Frankfurt!
It's like, oh my God, you guys are such idiots.
So dumb.
So stupid.
Hey guys.
Who gave you a podcast? Why do you have this forum?
I know, right?
Spreading stupidity.
Hey, don't blame us. Blame the school system that was created and I went to. So I did okay. Pretty well, you know, considered. Which distance is greater, Fort Worth to Los Angeles or Fort Worth to New York?
Fort Worth to New York.
That is right.
Yeah.
What two oceans? Hang on. The teacher fixed the question.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to
like, you wonder how like our kids can do homework. If like you were having,
let me show you, they crossed out some letters and words. Before the teacher changed it, it said, what is the only ocean through which the equator does not pass? First of all, I want to mention this. Any of you teachers out there, that wording is why they don't understand. Okay. What is the only ocean through which the equator does not pass? It sounds like I'm speaking Shakespeare. They changed it to what two, and they oceans. added an S. What two oceans through which the equator does not pass? I mean, just the way they worded it throws me off right away. So,
hey Siri, what?
You're such a cheater. I'm just over here just like Googling it.
The equator does not pass through the Arctic Ocean.
I was going to say Arctic. Ocean. Okay. I couldn't remember if that was an ocean.
Yeah.
I don't remember all my oceans. Like, is the Mediterranean Sea considered an ocean? I don't think so.
No. Well, she hasn't even started this page of homework yet. This is learning the Egyptian gods.
Should we do it for her?
We could, yeah. Okay, which one is
just put like a sticky note next to each question. So like we've just answered all of them. I mean, we're not gonna know any of these. I definitely am not.
So I have a list on this paper. I'm making a mess of this at my dad's office. Whoopsies. Should I read the beginning part?
Yeah, just read the beginning and then
This episode, hey, first of all, welcome. And this is called Social Studies. Okay. We're in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Egyptian
gods. Not passing.
Religion was very important to the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. It explained everything around them and helped them cope with difficulties of life. There were hundreds of gods who controlled or affected every aspect of life. The Egyptians believed that when you were in favor with the gods, you prospered. And when you did not prosper, you could use the gods to ward off evil.
Okay.
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 And that's what we've been told, I guess, in the books. So I don't really understand it, but that maybe my reading comprehension is pretty bad. I don't know. Okay, we've got a list of gods over here. Anubis.
Oh, Anubis is the god of death.
Yes. Should I read all the gods or should I just read the questions and you tell me who you think it is?
How many are there?
Well,
12.
12? Okay, let's 12 not do on all my paper. 12. Let's do like three and then we'll move on.
Okay. Number one, I don't know the answers.
All right, Devin, you're checking the answers. I'm not doing anything.
All right. All right.
Number one, you guys, here we go. If you're listening, grab a pen and paper. If you're watching, grab a pen and paper. Here we go.
Okay.
If any of you also have a kid that has this exact same homework sheet, grab that. We'll do it for them.
Yeah.
One, sun god, creator of all things, sometimes depicted as a bird.
Okay, but you have to read the names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, multiple
choice. Okay.
Yeah, multiple choice.
Anubis, Adam. Also, it could be Adam, A-T-U-M. Okay. Hathor. You guys, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing these wrong.
That's fine.
Horus, Isis, Cons, K-H-O-N-S, Montu, Osiris, Ra, Sobek.
I'm going to say Ra.
You're going to say Ra?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
You're right.
It makes a lot of sense because guess what? He's a bird. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. Number two. Oh, we know this one. Let's do it anyways. Goddess of love wears a hat with horns on her head.
Isis.
Okay, there we go.
Is that right?
That is right.
Dude, I know more of this than I thought. Okay.
Yep. All right. Number three, goddess of war, has the face of a lioness. That's the one I there was a couple more I hadn't said yet. It's one of those.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Honestly, you know what's great about this homework sheet?
Because it actually has those faces on it.
Yeah, it's got cheat codes written right in.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna try and pronounce it, but it's Sekhmet.
Yeah.
Sekhmet.
Sekhmet.
Yep. God of the underworld, death and rebirth, holds the
Anubis
power in one hand and a tool used to thrash wheat in the other.
Anubis.
Yep.
Right?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
I'm like, hang on. Does he have two things in his hands?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, according to Google.
Wait, is it Hathor?
It's Osiris.
Oh, okay. Well, what's Anubis?
Osiris is the Egyptian god of the underworld.
Okay, but what is Anubis?
Hang on, wait, don't say it yet.
Okay.
Is he the judge of dead, god of, it's the judge of dead, god of
embalming, something about death.
Jackal.
Yes, yeah. It's something I knew it was about death. Okay.
I just watched a video about that actually, and they talk about how Anubis, mm-hmm. you know Mexican hairless dogs?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they look like?
No.
I can't remember the actual name of that breed. It's not the Mexican.
I'm thinking of like
dog.
A Chihuahua.
No. They it's look like, really ugly. They're like, they look, it's the head that Anubis has is that dog.
Oh, okay.
And they're black.
Okay.
And they're hairless.
Ew.
Okay. Anyways, those dogs are actually, they were involved in all those situations. There you go, Gina.
Oh, hellhound.
Yep. And that's
like a hellhound.
And that's him right there. See him?
Oh, yep. My sister used to work at a tattoo piercing shop called Anubis Warpus.
Anubis Warpus?
Yeah. And it had that,
sorry.
Like, that picture on it. And I was like, that's why I knew it had to do with like death or something like that.
Let's see. I'll do one more.
Okay.
God of wisdom, writing and knowledge, has the head of an ibis, a bird with a very, very long beak.
Okay. So you can see it.
I know.
Read the names of the ones that we haven't picked yet.
Oh, I think it's this one.
Okay. But don't. Okay.
Okay. How about I'm going to say a few.
Yeah.
And then you have to pick.
Yeah.
Okay?
You give me three choices.
All right. We got.
Wait, what's Adam, the bottom?
Atum or Atom.
Uh-huh.
Montu. Thoth. Or Tot. I don't know how you would pronounce it. Thoth.
Okay.
Hathor.
And what was the god again? What was the explanation?
It was the god of wisdom, writing and knowledge, has the head of an ibis or ibis.
I'm gonna say Hathor.
I see it's
Thoth. That was gonna be my second one.
Because Thoth has a very long bird beak. See him?
Oh, he sure does.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, guys, and that's it for social studies today.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe.
Oh my gosh. You guys, this is what's really sad. And when I say you guys, I'm talking to you, our listeners out there.
Yeah.
This is a wild Friday night for Brooke and Devin and I right now.
Did you want to hear something funny about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I could bore you with what my day was like, but I was Todd has, they've got, you know, high school football games right now are pretty big. They're like in the middle of championship, you know, working towards whatever state. And his team that he helps coach, he was getting ready to go to the football game and he's on the East Coast. So hours ahead. And he asks me what I'm going to do tonight. And I go, I think this is it.
Yeah.
At the time I was sitting on the couch and everyone had just left the house. And I was like, I vacuumed, I did laundry. He goes, well, that sounds fun. But he was like, it's almost like he was trying to be like, you know, oh my, cause I said, I was like, my sister, what he's like, whatever, what's everyone doing? Sorry, guys. I had a mild stroke just now. What is everybody doing? And I said, well, Lacey, I think they want to go to the football game. Lex really wants to go to the football game. They might go. And he goes, well, why don't you go with him? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, well, you should go. And I was like, I think I'm just going to sit right here.
Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Like I've been asked to go do things tonight, but I'm like, I think I just want to stay here. I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah. Once you're home, it's like, yeah. I'm home.
Yeah.
Man, I'm home.
Yeah, I'm home.
I'm doing arts and crafts. I have a bridal shower for a good friend of mine tomorrow. So I'm making her a veil with her fiance's face stapled all over.
Oh my God. This is how. That's really good. That from far away, I thought those were roller skates. I don't know why, but it was the spaces between him. It looked like roller skates. Like he
pulled it up again. I think I could see what you're seeing.
Do you see what I'm saying? Blur your eyes a little bit.
Like, roller skates, I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, roller skates. Like his head is the wheels. Kind of blur. Oh my gosh. That's great.
I am also doing an
exciting friend.
Well, I'm doing arts and crafts. I don't think my mom doesn't really listen to this every week. So I could probably mention this. I'm working on a Christmas present for my parents that has to do with going through a lot of old family photos.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. Man, there is.
Yeah. It's a big job.
Dude, there are some good ones. You know, you would die seeing some of these pictures of my mom and my dad. In fact, ooh, should I grab one really quick?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, talk amongst yourself so people don't.
All right. Okay.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
I got so bamboozled, Devin. Have you seen this? Like, it's like this ramen that they keep putting all over Instagram. It's called like Emmy Eats or something like that. It's supposed to be like this high protein ramen that's like 5 carbs, 21 grams of protein, and the fat's kind of high, like 14 grams fat. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll try it. I'll just buy it. So I bought it. And then I look on the back of the package and I'm like, this motherfucker, like, it's not 5 grams of carbs. Because they do like the whole like dietary fiber thing, which I do not count that crap. Like carbs is carbs to me. And it's 25 grams of carbs. So that's what I'm picking out of my teeth right now. I guess it has, at least it's high in protein.
Was it any good?
No, it's delicious.
Oh, well, that's good at least.
It's also really expensive.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. So.
I mean, but if you want, like, you know, ramen and you're kind of trying to watch your carbs and maybe you do take the dietary fiber into consideration, that's a pretty good deal. But if you don't, that's like regular pasta, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You told us to talk amongst ourselves. I was picking food out of my teeth. I made this. I told her I got bamboozled by this ramen. What the hell? No,
my dad.
No.
Dude.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Oh my gosh. Here's another one.
That is so good.
Look at him.
No.
Dude, there are so many good pictures. Oh my gosh.
That's
here we go.
So
this is of my mom and my dad. Look at him.
Oh my God. Your mom's
here. Oh yeah. You have no idea. Here we go.
That 70s. Oh yes.
Oh my gosh. That is so great.
Dude, so many good ones. It's not even funny.
Oh my gosh.
Look at this, Gina.
Isn't it crazy?
Mom and dad. It's a family photo. My mom, dad, and Robin and Cody.
Oh. Why does Robin look like she has like senior prom hair?
Because she was born with it.
It's like feathered. She's like a toddler.
Look at Cody and think of Jax.
Oh, totally.
Oh my gosh.
Dude,
isn't it so funny how like some of the past styles made young people look so old?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you have like the 50s where young people look like young people. Mm-hmm. You know, they have like the short hair and all that. And it's like, once they hit, I don't even know my eras very well, but I feel like it's like the late 60s into the 70s. And then like the 80s. Oh my God. Even some of the 90s, like some of the outfits that I wore when I have like a picture of me and Jordan. It's like one of those, oh God, it was like one of those like mall picture places. Help me out, Deb. What were those places called?
So there was like
Kitty Candid's
people.
No, that wasn't at our mall.
Kitty Candid's.
There was Glamour Shop.
It was something like that. But yeah, I'm sure they all had like different names, but like I went for one of those and like, I'm wearing this like shoulder pad blazer and I have so much makeup on. I look like a 40-year-old woman.
My mom has some really good glamour shots.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're so going to take care of those.
So many good ones.
I'm going to find some old photos and show you guys.
Oh, here you go. This is my dad's parents.
Okay.
When they got married.
Okay. Everyone listening to this. Oh, when they looked, and that's when people looked young.
Yep.
That's when they actually looked young. That's adorable.
So cute.
People are like driving going, we can't see any of these.
I know. You guys,
we can't see these.
There's just some of, man, looking back on, me and my sisters talked about this today. I love being able to do this, right? Like going through all the pictures and no one does this anymore because it's all on your iPhone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And
it just lives in there.
That sucks.
And it just lives in there.
Totally sucks.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that because since having an iPhone, because I used to get all pictures printed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about this, like up until, I mean, well, whenever, especially like my older kids when they were younger. And you know, you'd always get, you'd get them printed and you'd get the doubles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in fact, oh my God. Sorry, I don't mean to take this to a whole different thing, but have I told you this story? I know I haven't told you, Devin, but have I told you, Brooke, or have I talked about it on here about when Kylie's mom, because you know, I'm technically her stepmom.
Yeah.
So when Kylie's mom was telling Kylie that a picture of herself was not her.
I remember that. Yes. Okay. But tell it again.
Okay. So Kylie, we were talking about it again because something popped up on Kylie's phone, you know, like when it gives you like memories. And one of them was this picture. What do you want to show me?
My dad.
Okay. Show me. Show me. Oh my God. He looks like Cody.
Uh-huh.
Or Cody looks like him. That's crazy. Okay. So Kylie had a friend that she was like raised with, that they were like the same age. And Kylie, years later, was looking at her Instagram and this girl, Madison, and she's looking at this girl, Madison. And this girl, Madison posts this picture that is like of this little girl and like doing like this pose, like she'd done her own hair. And it says, oh my God, wasn't I so cute when I was little? And Kylie looks at the picture and she goes, that's me. And so, and she's tripping, right? Cause she's like, no, that is the picture of me. I have that picture. So anyway, I'll try to make this short. Basically what we think happened is that when Kylie was little and I would take cute pictures of her, I would get doubles and I would give one of them to her mom, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
And I don't know, somehow I think because Kylie and her friend did look similar. I don't know how, but somehow her friend or her mom's friend got a hold of this photo and somehow thought it was her own daughter. So it's been up in their house for years, this freaking picture of Kylie. And so Kylie like tells her mom, she goes, mom, what on earth? Like this picture is me. And she goes, Kylie, it is not you. So now her mom is telling her, no, Kylie, this is not you. And Kylie's like, am I fucking crazy? So she's texting me and she's going, mom, look at this picture. This is me. And I go, yeah, no, I took that picture. That's in our old house. And so it goes on this whole thing. I had to find the original pictures and they were time stamped, you know, like with a date and all of that back in the day. And so I had to say, I was sending Kylie all these pictures and her mom still was like, I don't think that's you. And she's like, how would my stepmom have these pictures if it's not me?
When I was little,
it's so weird.
When I was little, like you take like show and tell, you take something home from like your toy or something.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Show and tell.
Yeah.
One year I took my year old photo. And this is an elementary school and, it's now upstairs on the wall, but for years, for like a long time, we thought that I'd lost it. Right. Oh, okay. So like my mom was bummed because she had the year old photos of me and my siblings and mine was gone.
Mm-hmm.
It was gone for years. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're cleaning out our old house. We were cleaning out the office and like the big, like, you know, cabinet, and down in the bottom, we had tons of stuff stacked in there. Like, you know, my dad, office books and files and papers, and us kids would probably like put our shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
We are cleaning it out and inside it, up against the right-hand side facing the cabinet, was this like thick piece of, you know, like how they, like the foam board sort of pictures are printed on.
Yeah.
I pull it out and it's my year old photo.
No way.
Years so later.
It's just been hiding in there.
Yes. And what's funny is I guess I wore for my dress. It was my cousin. She's older. I wore the same thing she wore.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked very similar. So my mom, we had to call my aunt to see if they had Lindsay's year old picture, because we were certain that it was hers and it wasn't mine.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And, but it was yours.
Turns out it was me.
Okay.
Now it's on the wall upstairs.
Yay. Dude, speaking of like finding old things, my cousin was telling me last night, my cousin Lindsay, she was really close to my dad. Also, my dad was really close to all my cousins. And she was talking about how at the funeral at my dad's memorial, how she wore these earrings that he had bought for her. Like he had been at like some kind of like, why can't I think, where you donate money? Help me. Oh,
a charity event?
Like a charity event. Charity. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
I got you.
Yeah. He was at a charity event that they were at. And so he bought her and her sister a pair of earrings that they had picked out, but he had picked her out like two of them or something. Anyway, she had worn the pair of earrings on the day of the memorial. And then we had all gone to a friend's house after, of course, got, you know, rip roaring drunk and sad and, you know, probably sang songs that he liked and all that crap. And so anyway, in the meantime, she loses one of her earrings. She's not been able to find it since. So she goes and moves about 6 months ago, she goes into her jewelry box and opens it. Both the earrings are there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I go, well, you probably just forgot that. I mean, they're probably, and she's like, I swear to you, Gina, because I was so sad and so bummed that I'd lost one of my earrings. I like called so-and-so to see if they could check their house and blah, 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 blah. And yeah, just showed up. I go, well, you know, that's really stupid because I don't think my dad would take all that energy just to find your earring and not visit me at all.
Exactly.
You know, you miss like you don't get to monopolize my dead dad's time.
Yeah.
like we give you special to him, but
dad, I've lost so many things.
I know, seriously. So many things. Like,
where are those other other pair of my socks?
Help me,
I need the
help.
Other sock.
Or just leave me some money under my pillow or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad, I lost $100.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh wow. It was kind of weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. I think she made it up just to sound cool.
She probably just forgot.
Yeah, I'm just mad. You know, I'm just bitter about it.
She probably thought she was wearing a matching set, but she probably wasn't wearing a matching set. And then one of them.
Exactly.
Gone.
Exactly. That's gotta be it. I'm just kidding. Lindsay, if you're listening, I'm kidding. I love you. So, okay. So did you guys watch the show that I told you to watch?
I
You did not.
Didn't yet. It's because. Okay. It's
all right. We're not going to talk about it yet then.
No, we can talk about it.
No,
yeah, I took notes you and everything.
You and Devin talk about
you
it.
You took notes, Deb?
Did.
Wow, you are so much better at this than I am.
She's the piece this podcast was missing.
Yeah, she is the piece of the puzzle, man.
She's that missing piece. Everyone's right. Like, you know, every episode up until Devin's been on more often, everyone's been like, there's something missing. I just can't put my finger on it.
What is it?
It was Devin taking earring? Notes.
Been Devin this whole time. Okay, so, I was telling Brooke and Devin about this show that I watched on Netflix. And if any of you guys have Netflix, check it out. It's really interesting. It's called Orgasm Inc. And it's not what you think. It's about this woman. Okay. Devin, you took the notes. You have to explain it.
Yeah. Explain it because I haven't watched it.
I can't remember her name or anything. Sorry.
I was catching up on Peaky Blinders. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm pouring myself another glass of wine.
Hey, pour me one.
Me one too.
Oh wait, can I do a little why are words so hard? I swear to God, I've only
They're
had that little
hard.
Glass of wine.
They're just we haven't left the house today.
Yeah, okay. I just want to put a little shout out. Thank you to my friend Sarah and her husband Cody, who have been like working in the wine business for a long time, and they just came out with all their own wines and it did a little tasting room locally. And I'm telling you, these wines are so good. So they're called Inversion Wines. Inversion. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a cool label.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Isn't it pretty? Anyway. Yeah. So if any of you guys out there want to try, it's inversionwines.com and you won't regret it. So get the Pappy if you can.
The Pappy?
Yeah.
It's
called Pappy. They call it Pappy because all the grapes are grown on his dad's property.
Oh, it's cute.
Cute. It's really cute. And it's really good.
Super cute.
All right. So thanks for letting me do that little plug.
All right, Devin, you're the teacher. Let's go.
All right, Devin, tell everybody what Orgasm Inc. is all about.
Okay. We're now in sex ed.
Sex ed.
Yeah. We're just on the,
we're in health. We've moved from social.
We're just going to be just giggling ed. The whole time. I said vagina. all right, take it away.
You watch some weird stuff, Gina. I know you watch. We all know you watch some weird stuff.
Yeah.
So when you said to watch this, I was like, okay, what is this going to be?
Yeah.
And, well, it was really different than what I thought it was going to be. So that woman, Nicole Didon, or mm-hmm. I think that's how you say her last name. So she started this group. It started out like a group, right? Yeah. That sort of based their spirituality around how well and how long they orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of started out what looked like an orgy. And there was like 40 people that lived there and it was just like free and whatever. But, and she started like teaching these classes on how to like make a woman orgasm for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And,
but it was like a startup company.
But it was like, yeah, it was a startup. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out how to describe this the best way that I can. It morphed into a huge corporation called One Taste. And she brought these people in and it was like, it turned into this like cult-like atmosphere where she would like your godliness was based on how many times and your ability to orgasm to reach
Stop
orgasm
it.
And they and called it
yeah
and people just ate it up
it's called orgasmic meditation and they ended up with offices all over the world like huge
they were competing. It's like they were sorry Devin
it was kind of like Scientology
yes and it was like they were kind of comparing like this practice and how if you did this practice and you did it well then it would enhance your every aspect of your life. So your career, your like how you deal with people, like it basically would change your entire life.
It sounds more like you would never leave your home.
You're not necessarily doing it to yourself.
No, it's there. You have a person doing it.
A stroker.
You have a stroker.
A fluffer?
And there's a method.
Yeah, a stroker.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a really specific way they had to do it.
Okay, yeah. Keep going. I'm learning.
Anyways, it dove into her background, and come to find out, she was the daughter of a man that was convicted for 53 sexual abuse charges on minors.
Children.
Okay. Children. And he would use her to lure these children into their home, like into his life.
Are we talking about Jeffrey Epstein or
no.
Giselle Maxwell? Is that her name?
No.
Okay. So there's multiple people like that. Keep going.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, come to find out, she was like this. She had all this past trauma. One of her quotes, I wrote her quote, one of her quotes down. And the quote was, "The way to deflect rape is to turn on 100% because then there's nothing to rape."
So fucked up.
So messed up.
So basically like saying like, if you just enjoy it,
then it's not
no
rape.
Longer rape. Like right. you're taking that power away from them and you're taking your own power. Like it's absolutely outrageous.
It is. And they're interviewing these people that were involved in it in the past. And these people, because when they were in it, it seemed like, you know, it was like that group mentality thing. Like mm-hmm. everybody's going along with it and excited about it. And so at the time they didn't see it as fucked up as it is. But now they're reflecting back and like, they're talking about their story and they're like, I'm still trying to figure out what happened to me. Like this was messed up.
So the company itself, where does it stand now?
Did it fall, and is it
the seminars and all of that, like the one-on-one seminars and like where it started, it fell apart, but I think it's still a company. And I think it's called OHM now. And they do like courses on YouTube and like online that you can buy.
Yeah.
To achieve this orgasm. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was an FBI investigation and they found that she went overseas for a period of unknown time. But right at the end, it was saying, I think that she's back in the United States. No charges have ever been filed, but
because there were people that were actually like raped within the group.
Right.
And there were people and they were like encouraged to be aggressive to each other physically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really disturbing. And what's really crazy is that this is like going on up until like right before the pandemic.
It was like 2018.
Yeah. So this is very recent and it's insane to me how many people fell for this.
Well, sometimes you hear something, not this, but like you might hear something that's like, oh wow. Like it blows your mind because you would never think there'd be someone who would do that or that would ever be something that would take place or go on. Yet we continue to hear about things and learn things that do happen and do take place, whether it's we hear about it and it's something that really happened or it's being shown to us in entertainment all the time. It's being talked about in songs and in music all the time. Mm-hmm. Now it's still like even hearing like all the ins and outs of this is still what blows my mind. Like what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And then I have to remind myself like, this is probably like the tip of the iceberg. Like if that could get so big and go for so long,
well, I think it's a
what
certain
can other
kind
people
of person.
Be doing?
I think it's a certain kind of person.
Oh, it's like, definitely a certain kind.
Yeah, it's a certain kind of person. And I think a lot of these people were just like looking and it starts slowly, right? Like she's not coming out and saying all this stuff in the very beginning. This is just, you know, like kind of like, you know, it would almost be like, as we entered like the 60s and 70s of like the sexual era, like getting, you know, feeling comfortable in your own body and talking about sex and all this kind of thing. It's kind of that sort of way of thinking for these people. And honestly, like they interviewed this one guy and I know this is going to sound terrible of me, but he's just not an attractive guy. Like just
none of them were really,
not a lot of them were. And it seemed like it was a place for guys to get laid.
Mm-hmm. And also,
if they weren't normally getting laid in the mainstream, because this community was like all encompassing and all accepting. So, you know, these guys could go in and learn to be a stroker and, you know, just.
One guy said like 20 times a day.
Yeah.
He was doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And, you know, I'm all for, you know, masturbation. I'm all for all that kind of stuff, you know, but it just, yeah. So this kind of started in that way where it was just a bunch of, you know, people that kind of just needed somewhere to belong. And then it just kind of, it grew from there. And then, and like so many people in power, you know, I think that as she became more powerful, she just became crazier.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, it sounds like a space that would facilitate, would bring in people who, you know, are interested in learning more about themselves and their body, which mm-hmm. I think is a great thing, but something like in and of itself, not because of that part of it. I think it's great thing in and of itself. I think it's a good thing to, you know, it feels good to know about your body, et cetera, and about yourself.
Sure.
Be open but it about does seem like, does it. Seem like a pretty easy place where a lot of creeps would.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And that's exactly what I'm going to transform and then to, it into.
And you mentioned Devin.
That predators, like, predatorial people.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put yourself in a group where what you might really want to do is be super aggressive and mm-hmm. be a predator. And to be able to be in a group where that is maybe being taught to be all accepting of whatever people want to express, man, that's fucked up.
Right. Mm-hmm. They even yeah. had, there's even a situation, where they're talking to an ex-employee. And now that they're out of it, it's like if two employees, like under her, under this Nicole gal, were having a conflict, then they needed to go have sex.
Oh, weird.
To work it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, they weren't like super gung-ho. They were more like, oh, weird. But they just, they looked up to her so much and everything. So at that point was so dependent on her fate being in her favor. Mm-hmm. That they would do these things or, you know, let people like women letting God, like people fuck them to work it out, you know, because that they needed to have that orgasm to move on. You know, that women are putting themselves in all these awful situations.
Yeah.
That this woman is like dictating. Yeah. And that's what's crazy is that this is, you know, this isn't like we hear about like a lot of male predatorial type cult leaders. But you know, this is a woman. I mean, it's definitely not as common for a woman, but I'm just saying like, this is a woman doing it. You know, it's very frightening.
Yeah. And the way she kind of, the way that she was able to sort of manipulate these people into believing that this is what they needed to do to earn her favor or to mm-hmm. stay, you know, or to move up in the company or to, you know, stay part of this organization was just, it was kind of mind blowing.
It was super mind blowing. And I will say this, like, cause I'm a huge fan, you know me, I watch all this kind of weird shit. I love like cult stuff. Not, I don't love it. I love,
it's interesting. Like
it's very interesting to me. Yeah.
And well, I feel the same way because,
sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I feel the same way because a lot of it, it's so mind boggling to know how it could happen or like how someone could get so bought in, like buy in so much because.
But that's the thing, because we're all coming from, but we've all come from families where we've been nurtured, where we've been loved, where we've grown up feeling like we belong to something, you know, like we've had friendships and we've had all these things. We forget that there's this vast amount of people that have never had that, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I find so fascinating. And that's why I love watching these kinds of things. Cause I'm always like, how does this happen? Because, mm-hmm. you know, you're always looking at the end result, right? Like if you looked at the end of the documentary, you're like, what is wrong with these people? What is how stupid are they? You know, you kind of feel bad for it, but, and these really, what you find out is they're not stupid people. That is the craziest part.
Right.
Especially if they, you know, like you said, it didn't like get crazy in the beginning.
Right. It's a slow manipulation. Mm-hmm. And these people that are master manipulators, they can find these other people that just truly want to belong to something.
Right. Well, and then there was a part where they would, so they're like sales team. So these people that join this group too, there were levels that they had to pay. So there was like, it was like $15,000, $30,000, $60,000. Yeah. But there was a sales team, and what they would do is they would have like the initial group, you know, like introduction. And so she would ask people questions about themselves. Like, what do you feel you're lacking? And the sales team would sit in the back and take notes on these people's weaknesses. And then they would pick the salesperson who would connect the most to that group member to right. go sell the highest amount, the highest, like the highest yeah. membership. And yeah, like totally strategic on how they roped people in. And I thought that was really interesting too. It was just like,
it's smart.
It is smart.
It's absolutely brilliant. You know, and it's sad that somebody's thinking in those terms, but it is brilliant.
No, lots and of people thinking in those terms. I mean, I get how many emails you get a day that comes from, or a phone call you get, it comes from an area code that's right where you live. You answer it and there's that like weird yes. pause. And then they're like, have you found a new car insurance?
yeah. Extended warranty. You need an extended warranty. No. It was really, really, really interesting. I can't remember what I was going to say. I had a point from that, but yeah, it's,
how did it end, Dev?
It just ended saying that she was kind of, I think the FBI investigation's still open. It's believed that she's up at this property that the company had owned, like in the mountains or something, somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, I believe. And that
she sold her company too. She sold it. So she made shares. A bunch of money off of it. So yeah. She sold her shares and then ran, and then she came back. So I think they rebranded it. So now it's not One Taste. It's called OM. OM. Yeah. So like orgasm meditation.
And like they just had, you know, the captions up on the screen that basically they declined to answer anything when the production team reached out.
So it didn't have like a click a link and sign up.
No, absolutely not.
No. I'll have to watch it.
No, you have to watch it. I encourage people to watch it. There's that one. And then, do you guys watch The Vow?
We watched parts of that and talked about that a ton. It is wild.
We did. It is wild. And so, and it feels very much like that with, but the other one is, what's his name? Keith Raniere. But there's a second, season out
of The Vow.
So it's out right now. And it's, yeah. And it's all about like the trial, because now he's been arrested and now it's all the trial. But that, and that's the thing. It's like, these are all, everyone that was in this, you know, this, whatever, this one cult, the orgasm cult, and the people that were in Nexium are all very like smart, educated, career type people. You know, these are not dumb, you know, hillbillies, you know, getting one pulled over on them. You know, I mean, this is like, you know,
yeah,
it's a lot of really brilliant people. And so it's,
I will just say this,
it's fascinating.
I will just say this. Just to be literal.
Uh-huh.
I don't think a hillbilly would let something like that be pulled over on him.
Oh no, definitely not.
Can you imagine them trying to like,
no, I don't even know if there are hillbillies anymore. I mean, like,
of course there's hillbillies.
Watching Beverly Hillbillies. I mean,
it's a great movie.
Yeah.
No, great. Yeah. No, I like to imagine that. Cause I think about like,
I'd be like, they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
if they were like trying to talk to about like, sell. About a, you know, talking about like an orgasm. Just like a stroker.
Yeah. Oh, that's,
you're like, no, that's back what I was up. Gonna talk about. I don't need your help. You can see your way out, sir, or you'll see the end of my shotgun.
Seriously. No. Okay. This is what I was thinking about when Devin was talking about like all the tiers that they could do. They had like, you could be a stroker at like different levels.
Wait.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. It was making the weirdest noise.
Oh, it might be my ghost.
I think it may have been
hanging out.
It kind of sounded like a weird ghost fart.
Oh yeah. Well, that makes sense.
It's like,
only I would have a gassy ghost.
Dude, you're sleeping and your ghost is just like giving you like a covered
just,
wagon.
Just roosting. Just roosting in my room.
I like to picture it. You guys picture it. Gina's asleep and the ghost is just like up above her and sticking his butt right over her face. Just go.
And just laughing.
Oh my gosh. You would have a gassy ghost.
Well, you know, it's funny. And so I keep laughing because I do wake up in the middle of the night and I smell skunk a lot. And I'm always like, do I have a skunk? And like, oh, look out. And so now maybe that's it. Maybe it's my gassy ghost.
Why does it smell in your Could be worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. At least he's not like mean to me. He's
just he turned my TV back on.
Yeah. Yeah. He turns my TV on. He turns my lights on and off. He turned my fire alarms on the other night. Yeah. Oh my God. Talk about absolute fear. Brooke, you've heard my fire. My smoke detectors are new.
Fire.
I mean, it is so loud and they are so aggressive. And it was like, again, like 3:30 in the morning. And I wake up to fire.
Oh,
and
it's terrifying. Like, ee, ee,
ee. And I was
Gina's like
I was running around the house. I was like, you know, I like went up in the attic, like sniffing around. I was like, there's nothing. There was no fire. There was no smoke, nothing. I was like, this motherfucker.
Your ghost is just sitting there laughing in the corner.
He's just farting on the smoke detectors.
Maybe that's why they went off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well,
wait, you were saying something about the strokers and the strokers. Tears. You got to finish telling everybody. Yeah.
I just want to ask you one quick question before you do that, because you said, I can't remember exactly what you said.
And yeah.
Remember you guys, I haven't watched this. It was sounded like you were saying like, there are certain things that they can do. Does that mean like when you're in, it's like, all right, there's different jobs. Oh, sorry, my camera. There's different jobs and you can pick from these. What's behind door number four?
You're a stroker. Hey, no. So it was interesting because you could be like a master stroker. Like there were levels. And I'm not sure what the criteria was.
Really strong index.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like so many orgasms to get you to a master stroker, or you just had to pay a certain amount of money to get to master stroker. I have a feeling like money had to do with it. There were different tiers of stroking. And another interesting part was that what they were not telling people or advertising. They were mostly advertising women getting stroked, the female orgasm, right? So the male strokers, well, there were strokers for men. But what they were saying is that once that was introduced, that felt more, I guess, salacious, for lack of a better word. What would you call it, Devin? Like, remember that part when they were like,
yeah,
like we didn't really want to advertise that we were actually stroking men also.
Right.
Oh,
they
didn't
really talk about it that much.
But... because they didn't want it to be a hand job.
They're like, oh yeah. Shit. You know, it's all of these massage places for a rub and tug. Those are bad. So we can't promote that we're over here tugging.
Right. We're not doing something. It's not sexual. It's just strictly for the orgasm. We're just stroking.
It's just to be
with
spiritual and, you know, closer. But what did he say? He was like, we didn't want it to like devolve into just a hand job.
Yeah.
I think like, one of the guys said that. And I was like,
but it is.
But that's what it is.
But it is. You're stroking the dick. It's you're a like, hand job. Like, what?
What else could it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can use my feet if you want.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I don't necessarily think we're using that's the same weird. Technique. Yeah, because like the technique was, I mean, if you're watching, you guys, I'm going to put you right through this the whole thing. No, they had them hook their finger and like hit this part of the vagina and then just stroke it, you know, stroking it. Can you imagine they were just doing that to a dick? Just.
You know what is weird about that? It's
I feel like they'd be like, that's frustrating. Can you stop it?
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Sorry, one second.
Let's just quit. Okay.
Ozzy, I need you to stop whining, okay?
Oh, I can't hear him.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't hear him either.
I will get your ball and I will throw it. I have been throwing it for you all day.
Oh, it's like you're getting a glimpse into him being a mother. Mommy, 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 mommy.
I just,
mommy,
I just,
mommy, 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 mommy.
Robin just showed me this video and it was like on Instagram. And it's this mom, and it's like a new drinking game for moms. She's got a glass of like, it was like a glass of like champagne or something like that. But every time her kid in the background says, mom, she had to take a drink. Mom! Laughing.
Oh man, that would go bad.
That would not, really yeah. Fast. That would not go well at all.
Probably shouldn't play that game.
No, you should absolutely not play that game. Like, don't are you play the only that game. Person in charge of your child at the time?
Yeah. Probably don't play
can we that. Can we talk about how this is probably not a good idea?
You're like, can you say dad?
Yeah, like somebody needs to
Grandma?
Be there for backup, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Grandma Jine.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up. I'm not going there.
No, but what I was going to say before we close this, because yes. This dog is going to drive me absolutely crazy.
Okay.
If I'm trying to like think about big picture of whatever this spiritual group was or mm-hmm. is or whatever, man, you know, I feel like there would need to be a whole movement in order for men to get more rights.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, they don't want to talk about hand jobs. You know, they don't really promote stroking for men, but there's yeah. all the stroking for women.
Well, yeah, because for women, it's a spiritual thing. For men, it's just sex.
That's so dumb.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's all just sex.
No, it's all. Yeah. And the whole thing is dumb.
Like,
on one hand, it's like, is this an excuse to try and get your body to come 20 times a day?
I'll be honest. That sounds absolutely exhausting.
That doesn't sound.
Can you imagine in a business meeting or something, like you're using this practice and you're like, you know what? I'm not having a really stressful day. I'm going to have to think about this and like go and take yourself in the other room, stroke one out.
No, all of a sudden, no, you don't
to make
you
a decision.
You don't. So,
yeah.
Do
like
it.
I just all have of like,
sudden, a, there's someone sitting in your office yeah, waiting for you.
Or like a manservant to come in and just stroke me. Isn't that a song?
I don't know. Stroke me.
All right.
I wonder if that was their company, like theme song.
Oh, I bet it was. I bet it
their
was.
Anthem.
Like they're just like, you know, like how like Apple like does like their big thing.
Like when he's like, gonna come out.
Yeah, we're so cool. Yeah. Stroke me.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Yeah. Stroke me.
What's
her name
again?
What?
Nicole.
I'm literally just picturing that. I'm picturing like the walkout. That's the walkout song.
Yeah. And they usually like are terrible dancers. Like they're like,
yeah.
Or like that meme that I sent you, Gina, where he's doing this.
Oh my God. Yes. 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 Like that. Yes. All right.
Well, you guys, you got bit of schoolwork done. We learned a little bit about the type of sexual education you should say no. You should just say no.
No.
Just because that can't be good.
Oh my God.
And
no.
You know, bizarre.
Super bizarre. Yeah.
Super, but worth a watch. If you're looking for
absolutely
something
worth
to watch,
they're like, worth well, you already, spoiler alert, you already told us everything. So no, there's definitely like more stuff in there. You need to see the whole thing. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
It was. They know to cults, guys.
Ozzy, shut up.
Oh man.
Uh-oh. That was right. Mom voice.
Yeah. Mom voice.
Or I'm going to spank you in front of all these people.
Pull your pants down.
Yeah.
That was the almost used his middle name voice.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. That was low key for me.
Does Ozzy have a middle name?
No.
Okay. But I was like, that's really weird because you don't have a middle name, but they named give your dog a middle name.
No, I just mean like, you know, when your kids were doing something and you meant business, it was like,
oh, yeah.
Stephen James.
Oh, yeah.
Get over here, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, I don't have kids. You guys know that. This is a topic for another episode. We'll talk about this on another episode. But man, was I gifted genetically from my mother and my father, me and all my siblings. We were born with this tone of voice.
And yeah, it's mean.
This ability to be loud, very unintentionally. And I've heard, obviously growing up, I heard my mom's tone and my dad's tone, you know.
And then they're telling you to watch your tone.
All my siblings, yeah. They have it, and yeah. I hear them with their kids. And I 100% have it. And the only time you hear it is when I'm really getting after pets. So yeah, you know, I grew up always having people joke about this since I was little, aside from my siblings telling me that my dad was the milkman, because I was the only very, very blonde child in the family, even though, you know, I was little enough, they could say that. I'd be like, what? What do you mean?
I feel like that's just a rite of passage as a younger child.
Yep.
Yeah. Younger sibling.
But also people to always, like, you know, when I say people, family, but talking about how Ence's and Thompson's never should have procreated. Here I am today.
There you are.
But, you know,
you're not so bad.
First step is recognizing, you know, recognizing it.
Okay, what? First step?
Yeah, the first step
recognizing.
Gway?
Gway?
Got one of the Gways. Or, you know, recognizing you have a problem. I don't have a problem. Anyways, it's just you talk tone. And yes, that was a mother's tone to the dog here. And what I am really getting at here is you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
And I don't say that
because you talk tone.
Dude, you talk tone.
You talk tone, man. You talk tone.
Are you saying Utah tone or Utah?
I know. You talk tone.
Utah tone.
You talk tone.
You talk tone.
Okay. We gotta go.
Let's let these people go.
I know. Sorry, guys. We're gonna let you go. If they're any like, of you turned you off a long time
ago. I was just gonna say that. I'm like, if they're listening to this the same time of day that we're recording this, they already hung up.
Yeah. They're gone.
They put us to bed.
I'm talking to no one.
Nope. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
All right, guys. All right. So, all right. We're gonna do this right this time. I'm gonna say the first phrase.
Yep.
Brooke, you're going to say the second phrase.
And Devin's going to say the third.
You're going to say the
last. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hit it.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe.
5-star rating, 5-star warning.
Yes, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.